This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're live in Devil's Lake, and there is a live studio audience here. They're going to prove it to you right now. Let's hear it, everybody. Live studio audience at Dunn Brothers Coffee in beautiful, beautiful Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where the fish are biting. I just talked to somebody on the lake and said it's crazy. They're jumping in the boat, so I'd get out there if I were you and take all of that in. We have a talk radio town hall every Friday with Senator Kevin Cramer. He's here in person. He'll take questions from the audience here. We'll also take your questions on the air. 701-367-2054 is the number you can text to as well, or call us at 258-0550. 701-258-0550. Without any further ado, we want to get right to the questions, comments, and again, step up to that microphone if you have a question for Senator Cramer. And my advice always every Friday is if you have a question, get it in early in the hour, because guess what, folks? We will quickly run out of time. Senator Kevin Cramer, let's give him a big hand and welcome him back from his international travel.
Real quickly, those of you that followed me or paid attention to politics when I was in the House for the last 6 years, I did coffee with Cramer Town Halls. The rationale for that is that every problem in America is solved twice a day, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, over a cup of coffee. We don't have coffee often enough as a country. We don't talk to one another often enough over coffee and have family discussions. We are in need of a lot more family discussions. The other thing about it, I just like it. I mean, I just like doing it. But when I was elected to the Senate, remember the founders created the House, the people's House, to be accountable to the people on a very regular basis. That's why they have 2-year terms. They created the Senate to be sort of the overseers, the statesmen, the 6-year terms that allowed them a little more room to look out more for the good of the country, less, concerned about the specific constituency that they represent. In North Dakota, it just so happens that in North Dakota and 6 other states, that the House member has the same exact constituency as the senators. There's only one House member. That said, the rich thing about the House was the connectivity that the founders built in. I love it so much, I just want to continue it as a senator. Besides that, I don't know why you wouldn't want to benefit from the collective wisdom of the people of North Dakota when you have that opportunity. So I continue this tradition. I was in Devil's Lake yesterday. I think it's worth just sort of starting out with this issue because it's critical on many levels. I came yesterday and went out to Camp Grafton. Whenever I'm able, and I oftentimes make it just a point, I like to connect with our National Guard. I go to as many troop send-offs, welcome home. Groundbreaking. Senator Hovind and I were just at a groundbreaking on Wednesday of this week in Fargo for a new National Guard facility, Army Guard facility. But I wanted to get out to Camp Grafton while they still had the test site up for the over-the-horizon radar. Now, those of you in the community maybe have followed that a little bit. Maybe you've driven out there. You've seen the 20 high antennas that line the road out there. What they're doing is they're testing a new radar system called over-the-horizon radar that's important to northern regions of the country. It's a radar that tracks incoming or targets all kinds of things over the Arctic. The reason that's important is the Arctic is becoming more and more an important defense region. Why is that? Well, the obvious reason is that our old adversaries are our emerging adversaries. Russia has invested lots of money in Arctic war fighting, icebreakers, submarines, aircraft. And so the Arctic mission, which has become a high priority in the national defense strategy, requires, some eyes, if you will, on the air. When you think about the two Air Force bases in North Dakota, at Minot and Grand Forks, of course, they were built to fight a Cold War, to deter our old enemy, the Soviet Union. Now you have in Russia a new old enemy, and in China a self-proclaimed near Arctic adversary and a near peer power adversary. So the Arctic mission is becoming important. Once again, Grand Forks Air Force Base, which was going backwards for a long time and pretty much nearly we nearly lost it, is now coming back as a result of lots of things, not the least of which is UAV technology. It's new mission, all that. I won't get into all those details unless somebody asks me. I want to get back to Camp Grafton, because what they're testing there is a radar system that eventually, should it work well, and it, by the way, the tests were overwhelmingly favorable. They learned a lot. They learned a lot from our Guard members. They learned a lot from our technology experts, but they also learned a lot just from being able to use this and be hosted by North Dakota, use this new technology. Now, the partners are people like Northern Command, NORAD, which, as you maybe know, is a Canada-U.S. military relationship that protects the northern tier and protects the continent. The United States Air Force Research Department, the DARPA, MIT, lots of other high-tech companies, and they just wrapped up. They're just taking down the antennas and all of the infrastructure now in the next couple of weeks, and they'll move on. Why is that important? Well, it's important, first of all, because it's important to the defense of the country. It's important here because, of course, it was a temporary big mission at Camp Grafton. But remembering that ultimately there will be a few of these radar systems, should they work, and we believe they work very well. They've been improved since they've been here. Some permanent radar stations that will help detour by detecting that which currently we cannot see. And so that's what brought me to Devil's Lake, and had a great time out there yesterday. I'm happy to answer questions about that if you'd like. But there's a lot else going on, lots of things in the news. I don't want to talk about what you don't want to talk about. So let's do this. Let's open it up right away. And remember, if you have a comment or a question, come on up here to this microphone, and we'll call on you in order as you come up, okay? So there's somebody coming up now, Scotty. So a couple of people. Good. Let's get up here, and we'll get in order, get in line. And then we won't have a lot of dead air on the radio. Go ahead, introduce yourself, and then ask a question. Say your name again.
Would you go over to him, Kevin, right now? That mic's not working.
Okay, Art from Devil's Lake. I'm going to put this microphone up.
Okay. My specific question is, what are you willing to do to elevate the discourse in Washington to return civility and respect for people, so that when you talk about your peers talk about you, and everybody talks about us, we're not discounted, insulted, and the level has just sunk.
Very well stated opinion in the form of a very good question. And because what I love what he said is, so that they, when they talk about us, we're not insulted, and us being whoever it is the politician is representing, right? Here's the interesting thing, you guys, you might find surprising, and I hope you find it encouraging. It's a lot better than you think it is. It's just that when we get along, it's not very sexy, and so it doesn't make the news. It doesn't make the cable news. It doesn't make a lot of talk radio. It doesn't make the blogosphere. So things don't get elevated. Just as an example, I've just been talking about national defense. You know, we've passed the National Defense Authorization Act with 87 votes in the United States Senate. You never heard about it. Never heard about it. We passed some tax treaties, three in a row. They're huge. Tax treaties are treaties between nations that have multinational companies, right, between them. And they're treaties that allow a tax structure, maybe don't allow the tax structure in multiple countries to disadvantage a company that has holdings in each company. So in other words, you're not double taxing. There are a lot of things like that pass overwhelmingly. In some cases, 90-plus votes. But you never read about them. You never hear about them on Fox News or MSNBC. I am a co-sponsor of many bills, and many Democrats are co-sponsors of my bills that you don't hear a lot about. Probably the one, and I want to talk about this one because it might be of interest to people in the room, and I know it is to the radio audience because I get asked about it a lot. Senator Tina Smith, Democrat from Minnesota, and I introduced legislation dealing with the cost of insulin. Now, you know, that's been big news in Minnesota. It's been you know, it's been well reported in North Dakota. But just this week, we got word from one of the larger insurance companies that they're going to now cap. We were asking for a cap, a short-term cap, while we deal with the long-term problem on insulin. They're going to cap it at $25 in Minnesota, and they're looking at doing it in North Dakota. You'll probably hear about it when it ultimately comes out and when it happens. There's a whole bunch more, particularly in the area of drug pricing. So Dick Durbin, who's the number two Democrat in the United States Senate, and I co-authored a letter together to CMS over at Health and Human Services on this same topic. What it has to do with is we're asking CMS to not disrupt the movement toward allowing more biosimilars. Biosimilar is the word for generics in the insulin realm. Generics aren't considered a pharmaceutical the same way other drugs are considered pharmaceutical. It's all nerdy stuff.
We're in Devil's Lake today for the Talk Radio Town Hall Live on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer taking questions from the audience here, but also your call, 701-258-0550, when we continue.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for Soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
What's on your mind? We're live in Devil's Lake at Dunn Brothers Coffee. Senator Cramer just asked a question from a veteran about waiting a ridiculously long time. They told him 6 to 8 weeks to see a doctor. This one, a particular specialist. And Kevin asked for the specific example where it was at. He said Fargo and here in Devil's Lake. So he's answering the question right now.
We needed one more layer, although that was going to make things better. The third party would determine whether you could get help within 40 miles of home, or if you couldn't. So all you did is put somebody between you and the doctor. And then they defined 40 miles as the crow flies for some reason, as opposed to 40 miles. None of us flies to the doctor from our, you know, small town. So they did correct that. The Mission Act was the next phase of that, and I was actually at the bill signing. Both Senator Hovind and I were there when the president signed the Mission Act. The Mission Act was designed to broaden that even more and to correct, to your point, to correct some of those problems that weren't corrected in the Choice Act. And the idea of the Mission Act is not to be the consideration and the final decision on whether you go somewhere else or get help closer to home. The definition or the determining factor was not what is best for the system or best for the VA, but rather what is the main consideration of the veteran. And the way I like to put it is the default is to the benefit of the veteran, and then let the VA worry about it later. So if you have something special need, some need you have to get done, and you can't get to the VA hospital, you know, for several weeks because of their backlog, you should be able to get it done right in Devil's Lake, and we'll let them worry about it later. So now you've raised the specific problem with that, and I keep looking over at Randy because Randy Richards deals with a lot of this stuff on my behalf, and he may have something better to say about it. But I'm now on the VA committee as well as the Armed Services Committee, and we now are in the process of conducting oversight of the Mission Act. So I need this very specific example to take back to the committee, and then when we put the VA administrator in front of us in an oversight hearing, I say, I have Jack in Devil's Lake who shared this specific example with me. How is this possible? In the meantime, what we're going to do is advocate at the VA in Fargo and make sure that you either get in sooner or you see whoever you... Is there somebody locally you could see on this?
No, it's a specialist, and I got to be seen down in Bismarck.
In Bismarck, okay.
But... you know, the problem is you got the VA, you got the Mission Act, and you got TriWest. You got three people. They're all blaming each other that it's another's fault. Why don't you do like Senator Hovind's going to do, sit down and have everybody at the table so there's no more pointing fingers?
Yeah.
If there's a problem with the VA, make them hold up to it or whatever. And then I understand TriWest. Now, that's just a temporary service again. You're contracting with somebody else right. Starting April 1st. Now we're going to start this crap all over again.
So we have a Veterans Advisory Board meeting September 20th, next week. So this will be on that agenda. I have a Veterans Advisory Board that meets occasionally to discuss exactly these kinds of things. We'll put it on the agenda on the 20th for sure. But this is just one example. If for your example, there's probably 1,000 others. Although I have to say, we haven't heard as many of them as we used to. Would that be fair, Randy, to say we don't hear many like what you're stating now as we used to? So hopefully we're going in the right direction. With regard to the blame game, I hate the idea of these third parties. I hate them. I don't know why we need someone else to interfere. But that's how bureaucracy likes to grow. They like to grow. Every problem requires another level of bureaucracy rather than just default to you. What do you want to do? Now, if it's a single specialist in the whole state, I understand that maybe it's harder to get into if there's a long lineup. But we'll put this on that agenda. We'll also put it on the agenda for the Veterans Administrator. We have some Veterans Administration folks coming out here from Washington. Well, the Administrator actually is coming out. We haven't set the date on that yet. But we have a dedication in Fargo of the new National Cemetery. So we'll have some opportunity there, too. One more thing. You want to say one more thing?
I'm going to throw your staff under the bus here. When you were a congressman, Randy represented a problem we had with some veterans in the area. Well, instead of him following through, he sent websites to research for the veteran to try to find out himself. Well, that isn't what we wanted. We wanted him to deal with it. So now you're a senator. You got new staff again. And when I send a request through you, through Hovind, to handle my case, I get a reply back from the lady. I had to fill out a release of information, which I understood 100%. I filled that out. I sent it in. Never heard another word from them. Well, then Senator Hovind's people contacted me. I filled out a release of information, and boom, they took care of it right now. So your staff needs some correction someplace.
Yep. I appreciate you saying that. I accept that, and we'll just check into it is all I can tell you. I can tell you that it is the number one issue we deal with is veterans' issues. We won't talk about your specific issue because much beyond this because we have, yeah, I'll take it, because we have, of course, these confidentiality issues. The other thing you should know, for those of you who might go to multiple members, we will consult with the other members' offices, and only one will take it up so we don't waste, you know, the resources. We have many, many, many of these. Okay, yes, ma'am, go.
Hi, my name is Bridget Cavallo. I'm here from Devil's Lake. I've been listening to the Democratic hopefuls talking about all the free stuff they're going to give out to everybody who votes for them, and it's kind of scary to me. Do you think there is a lot of support besides left-wing Democrats that will vote for giving all student loan, getting everybody on Medicare? And who of us is going to pay for this?
Yeah. Well, okay, wow. So I often get asked by the national media, what did you think of last night's Democratic debate? And I say, I don't watch Democratic debates. They're not talking to me. And I think in fairness to them and their process, they're talking to Democrats because that's what the primary process is about. And so they're trying to win over, you know, base Democratic base votes. When they get down to one Democratic candidate facing a Republican candidate, then, of course, we'll pay closer attention. All of that said, you raised some very important points. Medicare for all. How about student loans, paying off student loans? Who's going to pay for it? Well, I'll tell you, who's going to pay for it are the productive people in society. And what that's going to lead to is fewer productive people, because why would you be productive if everything's going to be paid for you? And that's how socialism works, and eventually it crumbles under its own weight. And if you don't believe me, look at every socialist country that's ever tried it. It just does not work. But that said, we have real challenges that need to be addressed. And to Art's point, we need to get together and talk about it and have civil discourse rather than just sort of gravitating to our corners and then throwing stones at each other. But Medicare for All, just give you an example of what Medicare for All does. It takes away the insurance of 180 million Americans. Because if you get insurance from your employer as part of your work, as part of your compensation, which, by the way, is the best insurance you're ever going to get, it would be taken away. And it would, remember, Medicare for All is a government program for everyone. And some of the Democrats have literally said, yes, they're unabashed about it. Medicare for All. So if you have Medicare for All, really, 180 million people who get their insurance from their job would lose it.
Unbelievable. And more questions from the audience here, and yours as well. Call us at 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-367-2054. Brought to you by Oasis Petroleum and the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Finding that Be the Buffalo spirit in North Dakotans among us. Call us 855-200-1776.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical. And this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving. But we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack. Some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour. Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs.
Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Welcome to Lightning Power by Schwan Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan, by the way, and SchwanBuickGMC.com. The 2020 HD pickups are in, so if you're thinking, you know, those new Sierras and that new tailgate, that's nice and all, but I got work to do.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Todd. Back at Devil's Lake, Dunn Brothers Coffee. Busy place here today, and we're keeping the talk radio town hall going during the commercial breaks. The senator was just asked a question. Kevin Cramer, doing the talk radio town hall and coffee with Cramer here, asked a question about the tariffs by a farmer in Nelson County to say tariffs are terrible. Tariffs are wrecking our economy. They're adding to our debt. It's not free market capitalism. It's a step towards socialism. Why don't we dump the tariffs? Here's his answer.
To us. So in some respects, it's sort of a re-leveling of the playing field. But I think I'm more in your camp with regard to the use of tariffs as a successful tool. But I will say this. The tariffs that we've put on other countries have brought other countries to the table when they previously were not inclined to come to the table, particularly China. Now, I want to really get into this issue. You raised the issue of the market facilitation program or the trade aid and who's going to pay for it, first of all. And second of all, doesn't that just further manipulate the markets in an otherwise free market society? And on the who's going to pay for it front, you brought up the issue of the debt. The good news is that it doesn't come from the general treasury. It comes from a tranche of money that's in the CCC that the USDA already has. But it's still federal money. It's not tax dollars. It's not part of the debt. But nonetheless, it's money that can't be used for other things. In fact, in some cases, programs similar to the very ones that the USDA has put forward for trade aid to get us over this rough patch while we negotiate. So the reason that you brought up an otherwise free trade environment. The problem is we're not in a free trade environment. When you're doing trade with a communist nation that where the country owns the companies that are both buying and selling, we're not dealing in free trade. We're dealing with capitalism versus communism. And it's very difficult to level that playing field, as we've learned. When we brought China into the WTO in the 90s, gave them favored nation status, the expectation was that doing trade with China would bring China into more of a free society. They would see what we have and would want it, that you'd see big changes taking place. And from our perspective, we haven't seen those changes. We've just seen China get bigger. We've seen them grow their military many times faster than ours. Now we see them looking at a crackdown on Hong Kong. We see them, well, I won't go into all the military stuff unless somebody wants me to, but we see them stealing our technology.
As I said, I've spoken to many of their neighbors, and they've stolen a lot of their technologies as well. So it didn't work. We didn't see the type of changes we wanted to see. What we are seeing, though, are some changes in their society. Maybe not in their leadership. Remember, they have an emperor for life, but we are in their society. So you also mentioned that the tariffs that the president imposes is having, you know, wreaking havoc with our farmers. What's really wreaking havoc, of course, is the retaliation of those tariffs. And that is that China particularly has gone right at our farmers in retaliation to the president's tariffs on other things. So that's why the president and the administration has provided this trade aid that has tried to soften the blow to demonstrate to the emperor for life that I'm not just going to roll over because you have a 100-year horizon. That while we're free people with regular elections, I'm gonna invest in this long-term fight. If you'd like, I could go through I might as well. Here's where I think we are on some of the trade stuff. Because at the end of the day, we all want to win the trade war. Whether you think we should have gotten into it or not, we can't lose it. We have to win it. Couple of good news fronts. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement is very good for farmers. It's very good for manufacturers. It's really good for the IT community, that's sort of the new economy. And that's where a lot of modernization had to take place. It passed under the Trade Promotion Authority. It has been ratified by Mexico. Canada wants to ratify it, will ratify it. I think they'd like to do it a little closer to our timeline. I wish they'd do it real quickly. I think it puts more pressure on us. It will pass easily in the House and the Senate, but the ball is in the Speaker of the House's court. Now, before people think I've gone soft on you all, I think the president has done a really good job working with Speaker Pelosi to give her room to bring her caucus along. Because right now she probably couldn't get a majority of Democrats to vote for it, but she could get a majority of Congress to vote for it. So she's got her own politics to deal with. He's been very patient with her. Our U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer has worked with her and her working group and has gotten rave reviews even from Democrats. I'm hearing from more and more of my Democratic colleagues. In fact, some of them have become very public about their support for it. I expect a good outcome before the end of this year. Now, maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I don't think so. I think we're going to get USMCA ratified. That's, first of all, it's good just on itself, in itself, but it's also important to momentum. Secondly, we are now in bilateral trade negotiations with Japan, as you probably know. I just came from a meeting with the Japanese trade minister. I was at the embassy before I went to Japan, met with their ambassador, and then at the same time being in contact with the White House. I think we'll have a deal with Japan very soon. The Japan bilateral is important for more than just the obvious reason. The first thing is it's very agricultural-centric. In fact, that's the main focus of the bilateral. If we don't get anything else done, I think we'll have an agricultural trade deal done with Japan. But hopefully it'll include manufacturing and some other things. I think we'll get that done yet this fall.
Okay.
Further momentum. That's even further momentum. That puts pressure in the Pacific region, right? Remember, we have the TPP that the United States is not part of. But if we, Japan represents a huge percentage of the Asian countries in the Pacific. And so if we have that, that just gives us more momentum with all the rest of them that surround China. China is the elusive one. I mean, it's hard to substitute 1.4 billion people. The United Kingdom is ready to, they've started talking now about bilateral trade deals now that they're going to get out of Brexit. They're going to finally rip that Band-Aid off and get out of the European Union. That will no doubt include a lot of agriculture. And the European Union, we're in bilateral discussions with, but the first problem is they don't want agriculture to be part of it. Donald Trump insists that it's part of it. So the standoff right now is over agriculture with the European Union. European Union represents about half the population of China. So these are not insignificant markets that we can add while we continue the negotiations with China. Was there anything else I didn't?
You got it all. Should we slip in a call here? Before we got a bunch of calls waiting. We'll go do a call and then come back.
We have another person here too, Scotty. So let's do one call and then we'll go to you.
Okay, sounds good. And let's see here. Bob in Valley City for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Bob.
I just got to say, I liked your show when I voted for Senator Cramer. And what I did was, I have a problem with the way the last campaign went because I'll let me precedent this a little bit. I put out 158-yard signs for the senator. I put out 4x8 signs. I gave many thousands of dollars to the Republican Party and to his campaign. And I don't know that I'm going to do that again, simply because when all I heard was Heitkamp said this about Senator Cramer, and your radio station was saying, no, that's not true. We fact-checked it. But yet those ads still ran, and then Senator Cramer has to combat that with my money and the donations from other people. That's basically fake news and fake information. And then, and I'm wondering why the radio station isn't saying we need to stop these false ads.
Yeah, I got you, Bob. I would just quickly tell you on the side of the radio stations, we have no control over that. We have to give federal candidates access, period. And if Senator Cramer has ads on, Senator Heitkamp has them on, you can't say that. Now, you can sometimes you fact check them and you ask them. TV stations have done that before, but I don't know why you take that out on a vote.
Okay, so here, let me just, because Bob raises an interesting point about campaigns. And using my last campaign, the race as an anecdote that he was very involved in, evidently financially and otherwise, volunteer-wise, and his disappointment that you had to spend millions of dollars, first of all, to say things about somebody that maybe aren't true, or including yourself perhaps, and then that the other person has to pay to combat the things that aren't true, and why aren't broadcasters correcting the record without having to spend dollars? Well, Scott, as Scott said, there's this little thing called the First Amendment, which is very, very generous to political free speech, first of all. Second of all, broadcasters, they have to have a license from the federal government to broadcast over the free airwaves. And so they are under particular pressure, and they are barred by law from prohibiting an ad from running as long as that ad is paid for by a federal politician's own campaign. Now, I'm not complaining, you guys. I don't believe me. I love free expression more than anybody. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this. I think you need to have this kind of fun discussion. And everyone now and then it gets kind of crazy. But guess what? People died for this opportunity. So I tend not to, complain too much. But just to set the record clear, my opponent spent $25 million. I spent $5 million. It seemed like a fair fight to me. You know what I'm saying? Because what you say does still matter, particularly in a state that's as intimate as we are, right? So I hear Bob. I feel some of his pain, believe me. But that said, I do think there are some things we should be doing, though, on the campaign front. One of the things you'll find out about me, I think transparency is the best backstop to corruption. Just even if you're reckless, be transparent and have the discussion. And then, by the way, that means having a town hall and let them throw your staff under the bus, right? Or let them complain about you in public. I think that's all valuable. I think that's all valuable in our free society. So I'm sorry that Bob had that experience, but at the same time, I wouldn't give up our freedom for all the peace in the world, right?
Yes, sir. I, too, am from Nelson County. I'm Joe. What I'd like to know is, will you filibuster the madness, what's going on now? I'm the guy who sent the letter to the senators before you were in Heidi, of course. It was titled, Handouts for Handguns. What you said about college is 100% right. If you throw in some money, it's going to go up. The same rule applies to living wage. I have a better alternative to living wage. I'd like to meet with you afterwards. I never thought I'd see a time when gun owners were turning against gun owners, and I talked to Scott about that a week ago, and gun violence legislation you'd lose more family members to gun violence legislation than you would gun violence.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll let Senator Cramer answer that for the benefit of the crowd here and pick up when we come back on What's On Your Mind live in Devil's Lake, Dun Brothers Coffee.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is Andy, Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Two more calls and another letter about selling our minerals. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I heard those guys at Mineral Tracker help mineral owners get the best deal. We should get a hold of them. Our neighbor Joe got double what his letters had offered with Mineral Tracker's help.
Received offers for your minerals? Stop. Don't do anything until you talk to the Mineral Tracker guys. They know the industry. They'll get you a better deal. Go to MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Devil's Lake, Dunn Brothers Coffee, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Kramer is
here today.
Taking another question.
My name is Jacob, and I am from a rural area and a rural teen that enjoys hunting, trap shooting, and of course just going out and playing with my gun. But however, now especially, after a couple weeks ago, there was three mass shootings in 72 hours. And now I realize that we need common sense gun reform. Do you finally support such laws, such as the House of Representatives Bill number 8? And if so, how do you get your colleagues to support that in a bipartisan way?
Okay, thank you, Jacob. And a couple of things I say that in addition to what I've said, right? So you've heard what I've said about, you know, these freedoms and the various ways people are tragically killed in this country, and whether or not laws can even protect them. I mean, I think if you look at all the gun laws that have been proposed, I'm not familiar with the House Bill 8, but I just think we have to have the discussion. I personally don't believe a law is going to solve this problem. This is a heart matter. But, by the way, neither is screaming, right? So Jacob and I'm pretty sure we could solve it. But we live in Normalville, you know? And so if everyone would put down you know, their agendas and have the family discussion, maybe that leads to other things. Like, for example, entertainment. I think we have to have the entertainment industry in on this. The faith community. I think we have to have the faith community in on this. I think you have to have certainly the mental health community involved in this. Because you guys think about this for a minute. We've actually passed some legislation that slightly lowers the threshold for sharing mental health information among family members and providers. That's a big deal in our world of privacy and HIPAA laws. But if you're a mental health provider and you think there's a problem, and say you're the, let's just say you're the spouse, or say you're the mother of an 18-year-old, and you're suspicious of your 18-year-old's mental health situation and their gun ownership, and should you have access to that mental health provider, and should they be able to share information? This is how intricate it gets. We have to have this discussion, but we did pass legislation a couple of years ago that reduced some of that allowed for more of a flow of information. I don't think it's been exercised thoroughly. We did a Fix NICS bill last year that incents local and state law enforcement to enforce existing federal laws as it relates to some of these red flags that we hear a lot about. I mean, some of these shootings that have happened in the last few years, they would have been on an FBI list, but a local, you know, law enforcement maybe didn't check that out or wasn't following it closely enough. And all of that takes resources. So we can do some things like that, and we have, but we need to continue talking about it or else everyone gravitates to their corners. So I can't give you a straight answer, Jacob, on whether or not I would support that particular bill. I suspect I would not. But I think you have to put it all on the table, have the discussion, put the Constitution on the table as well, and make sure we're not treading, but see where we can make a difference. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be any law, you guys. It's going to be people praying together. It's going to be people loving each other. It's going to be people looking out for each other in the neighborhood. It's going to be teachers looking out for students and students looking out for each other. And it's going to be, I do think we can do some more things in our schools, that like hardening them. And that's different in different places. In some places that might require, you know, armed uniformed personnel at the doors and metal detectors, and other places like North Dakota where we're more comfortable with guns, maybe it's allowing, you know, guns to be held by or in safe places with school officials able to use them. There are just all kinds of things we should be talking about in the spectrum that would get to it, but a law is not going to solve it. The other thing I raised, because Jacob also raised the issue of he hunts, he likes to play with his gun, which I assume means like target shoot. Yeah, and you know, the things that we associate most commonly with gun ownership. But remember that the Second Amendment is not about those things. The Second Amendment is our ability to protect ourselves. It's security. And when you travel abroad, you see the little utopias. I was in Singapore. It's a little utopia, 5.8 million people on a little plot of land at the end of a peninsula, English-speaking, very wealthy, with 80,000 video cameras keeping track of what everyone's doing, where it's against the law to criticize your government and chew gum. Not at the same time, but both of them are against the law. We're the freest people on the planet, and our founders placed freedom as the very high value in principle. I know you've heard me say that before. I'll keep saying it. It's why we're having this discussion. It's what guns are there to protect. And we have a very intrusive federal government. Now, I don't think that bureaucrats wake up and think, how can I take everybody's guns? Don't get me wrong. But they do wake up and think, how can I take more of their land? Right, Dennis? They do wake up and think, how can I get more of that guy's land? How can I put a little more water over there so that, you know, we can take care of the ducks? And they do look for all kinds of ways to take away liberties we take for granted. How can I pick their doctor for them rather than letting them use their insurance to pick their own doctors? These are not trifling liberties that we're losing. So this is, our founders had all of this in mind. So we always have to, I think it's worth having the, putting the whole context on the table, which is why I do it. All right.
Fascinating conversation here today. That was like a packed house, and a lot of folks waiting to ask questions here. We'll do it on the radio for all of you next week as well. God bless. Thanks for listening.
This is Carol Jubin at Jubin Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sites in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy, called Jubin Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Jubin Tours, welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.